Greetings, this is Valjina Mort. I'm going to read my poem called Music for Girls' Voice and Bison. This poem appears in the White Review. It's also the closing poem of my upcoming book, Music for the Dead and Resurrected. The poem is in two parts, and it will take me about 13 minutes to read. So bear with me, especially as I mispronounce certain English words. Perhaps the best way to follow my voice is with the text of the poem in front of you. The poem will take you traveling between the imperial city of Rome and a forest in the west part of Belarus called Belavezha. Music for Girls' Voice and Bison. Part 1. Winter in Rome. Poplars straight and stripped like Marsyas. A river's dark iris circles blind piazzas. Tosca and Traviata drink sour coffee through an orange slice cut out of their faces. Their twins, rescued by a kitchen table, nursed by goose flesh of oranges. Their feet tap on the tiles like choking fish. Their heads ring, a ringing from the stomach, a ringing beast whose upper body is your own, reader, while whatever's below the waist is my dream. In 1521, while watching a bullfight in the Colosseum, Mykola Husolski remarks that the scene reminds him of a hunt for a wild bison, Zubr, biggest of its kind, that lives in the woods of Belavezha, a primordial forest where Husolski himself was born to a family of Litvin pagans. Immediately, Pope Leo X orders Husolski to write down in verse a detailed description of a pagan hunt for the eastern beast. You run your mouth, Mykola, and bison run, the shape of toothache, the size of foam. What do your arrows catch? Your breath, Mykola, amid cypress trees and temples that crawl upon hills on their spider-leg columns. How could you, Mykola, above the arena where bulls' baleful eyes blind the spectators like camera flashes, remember of all the innumerable beasts, one of our Belarusian woods, Zubr, ash wild, veins arm thick, lungs like two tablets of stone. Zubr looks straight into the Medusa face of what's to come. On earth, where all disease is cured by walking, Zubr walks out of the woods looking to kill his loneliness. A sylvan angel of history, a bison of melancholia, a black van. I was in Rome. Better stuck between ribs of a wild bison. Better in Moloch's stomach clenched in free fall than between marble veins that pump stone blood inside stone muscles. How could you, Mykola, il forestiere, son of a Litvin forester, now in Rome, amid cypress trees and persimmons, amid poplars straight and stripped like Marsyas, Mykola, from our woods that only conifers get to escape, tarred with honey they swim, strange fish, to shipyards where rootless amnesiac they're built into ships that cross an ocean like a street. Mykola, under the rim of a ship's board, Medea's chewing gum. Our strange fish carrying strange cargo from the woods where people worship sun, genitals, and a red thread sucked into white linen. Mykola, of one truth, one story, one God, why would a woman with 13 children pray to one God? A pope with a predator's name and habits commissions you to capture, in verse, a beast, whose lungs are two gravestones side by side. The left stone, slightly smaller, on top, a heart like a forgotten hat, a cap of red melted snow. What's heavier than a bison? A bison's stare. A tree stands decorated with wreaths of hunter's guts. Our guts, a tangle of girl's hair. A map of our woods, a tangle of girl's hair. Year 1500. Copernicus in Rome observes the eclipse of the sun. 1543. Later, yet independently of Aristarchus, Copernicus describes the sun as the central fire. Białowieża is frozen. Białowieża is beat by the storms of Huns. Białowieża's sun is boarded like a closed-down shop. Zubr, central beast, central black, central dream in the icy air, dirt and ice rise to cheer its hooves, runs, and running smashes his sheet to nothing, so that sheet never hits soil, so that he won't be tracked. This is us then, bison's untraceable sheet, smashed to ashes. Our history is a closed-down shop. Białowieża is shared between Belarus and Poland, with a borderline running through the forest. For the sake of clarity, we'll be referring to this borderline as a threshold of pain. Pain-proof, yet by any small sound wounded, Zubr digs into the thicket past the skeletons of trees. A crown of guts on a frozen bush. Bison is our black box, a Trojan Zubr packed with murdered poets, a sylvan angel of history, a bison of melancholia, a black van. Bison of decency, bison of burdock and dill, bison of small countries, bison of rape, bison of having no evidence, bison of illusions of golden past, a beast with a name for people without a name. Bison of hostages, bison of early snow, bison of misspellings, bisons of barley and truce, bison of Caesar and Cicium, a beast whose name we would breathe into a tube to check the level of fear in our blood. Bison of mob law, bison of smashed dishes, bison of drooping mallows behind houses emptied like stomachs at the dawn of a century. Trojan bison of history, Zubr forgotten by Adam, Zubr filed as uncategorized in the depth of woods. A people misspelled, underlined in red, filed as uncategorized in the depth of apartment blocks. November, bisons are mating. The woods tremble as if somebody slowly moved across them an invisible fiddle bow of light. November, bison shaped. Part 2. In Rome, I had a habit of taking books in my language, written by authors no one in the West ever reads, to a swimming pool at a local gym. Perspiring Italian tile, neon blue water, museum-like quiet, and a European, almost nude, standing, walking, preparing to jump. In a changing room where women rotating like clockwork, dressed and undressed, I would open my book exposing the alphabet of my language, the inked goose flesh of its unheard-of perverted signs. Sweat and chlorine, crunch of snacks in clogged ears, The changing room was a womb. My strange letters, chromosomes, viruses multiplied in the warm, moist air. The radiation of the unknown tongue. Once, on my way to the pool, on a dark, rainy street, I walked into a large pile of leaves, disturbing it with my boot. A maimed raven walked out, large, heavy-chested, its wing hanging like a black cabbage leaf. "You have disturbed me," she said, as she limped bison-shaped straight into traffic. To change the direction of thought, break a bird's wing. I broke its wing. To fix a misspelled letter of your name, pluck a bird's eye. I have disturbed you, my bison-shaped heart. At the intersection between vocal cords and war chronicles stands a bleeding zubr. At arm's length, a zubr ringing. At arm's length, zubr sings with the voices of my dead. I carry my zubr inside me. Absence of explanation or evidence is my survival trick. Absence of my blood from your history books is the reason why in the fall, fog spreads itself on earth in a silent protest. Fog is the bison of history. Wherever I land, I upset the balance of borders. Something in my blood makes me drop on your ground as stone drops into a full glass. I arrive and at once borders spill. Reason for your visit? Hairy history, sir. Reason for your visit? Book delivery for a starving bison. Reason for your visit? The closing of the shop of history. Occupation? Absence from history books. Occupation? Naming things a tangle of hair. Do you have any luggage? Yes. What's in your luggage? Ringing. Through a diamond fence, Mikola, dead, offers me a handful of blueberries. It is a dream. He looks so well fed. Our home is a womb on a frozen bush. To untangle hair, untangle fog. To untangle fog, release rivers into piazzas. To release rivers, cut bison's throat. Now watch blood rush. But what is blood when blood is a tangle of hair?